back in the early 70s, there were a few new trends showing up in rock music. For one thing, rock and roll had become rock. Rock and roll now referred to the first wave back in the 50s with Elvis and Little Richard and Chuck Berry. Now we're talking rock. Somewhere in the late 60s, rock and roll had become rock, courtesy of bands like The Who and Led Zeppelin. It was also a time of huge shows at various festivals like Atlanta, the Atlanta Pop Festival, the Miami International Pop Festival, the Isle of Wight. Of course, all kicked off by Woodstock in August of 69. All the days on the greens in Oakland. It was a time of loudness and excess. I mean, all these gatherings, six digits of rock fans going crazy. And, you know, rock and roll was just, or rock music was pushing the pedal to the metal there in the early 70s. Also happening at that time, the L.A. countrified rock scene was kicking in with Eagles, Jackson Browne, Joni Mitchell, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, James Taylor, Carole King, many more. And coming out of England, it was the age of what became known as prog rock or progressive rock. Started by bands like the Moody Blues, yes, Pink Floyd, Genesis, and Scadsmore, the progressive bands were the ones who, among other things, they leaped upon the new age of electronic keyboards, most famously the Moog synthesizer, taking advantage of a brand new galaxy of sonic possibilities made available by these new techno keyboards. And from 70 to 74, one of the great, great bands of this at times grandiose, at times pretentious, at times magnificent, and at times all three simultaneously, one of the great bands in this exciting new scene in rock music was Emerson, Lake and Palmer. And as it turns out, 2016 was the last year on earth for both keyboardist extraordinaire Keith Emerson and bassist singer Greg Lake. This was their final year on this blue rock. Keith shot himself in the head at his Santa Monica home back in March. Reportedly the victim of depression, and he was 74. Greg Lake died in December, on December 7th, after what his manager described as a long and stubborn bout with an unspecified cancer. So tonight, or this morning, let us kick back and celebrate their stuff and listen again to some of the remarkable music that these gentlemen, along with drummer Carl Palmer, put forth during that first burst of the prog music era more than 40 years ago. We'll be right back.
Just a step, cried the sad man. Take a look down at the madman. Theater king's on. Silver wings fly beyond reason. From the flight of the seagull come the spread claws of the eagle. Only fear breaks the silence as we all kneel, pray for guidance. Cues for the gallows, sing the praises of the hallowed. Our machines feed the furnace. If they take us, they will burn us.
want to be the lover of another. Undercover, you could even be the man on the moon. Do you want to be the player? Do you want to be the string? Let me tell you something. It just don't mean a thing. You see, it really doesn't matter when you're buried in disguise by the dark gloss on your eyes. Though your flesh has crystallized, still you turn me on.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn, and I saw him in through his disguise. Christmas. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas.
They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be it heaven or hell, the Christmas we get we deserve.
Okay, all right, a little jazzed up seasonal action right there from the lads. And yeah, the Nut Rocker from the 1971 disc Pictures at an Exhibition, where Tchaikovsky gets goosed by the exuberant Mr. Emerson. And before that one, it was Greg Lake's Father Christmas, one of those very rare beasts, which is a new Christmas song that actually gets called back and played every December. Still You Turn Me On was a mellow moment from the ELP Monster Smash album called Brain Salad Surgery. The outrageous rocker Knife Edge is from the 1970 ELP debut album. And we got this tribute rolling with Emerson's take on Aaron Copland's Rodeo, a blazing showstopper called Hoedown. Okay, this is the Emerson, Lake & Palmer tribute show, since 2016 was the year both Keith Emerson and Greg Lake took their final bows. All right, well, we begin this second set here on the Fine 89. We begin this second set with one of their greatest achievements, where they took William Blake's poem Jerusalem, about building a new Jerusalem in England's glorious countryside, and they set it to music and made it the opener to that Brain Salad that Brain Salad Surgery album.
Much to the people's delight. people gasped as he bled. The end of a tale.
Well, they dragged him from the wreckage of the body in bits. They tried to stick together all the bits that would fit. But some of him was missing. The part of him arrived too late. So now he works for Jesus as the pastor at St. Peter's Gate.
white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
To mend the love that ends. coming to an end. Don't waste the time, you've got to love again. We tried to lie, but you and I know better than to let each other lie. The thought of lying to you makes me cry. Counting up the time that's passed us by, I've sent this letter hoping it will reach your hand. And if it does, I hope that you will understand that I must leave in a while. And though I smile, you know the smile is only there to hide what I'm really feeling deep inside. Just a face where I can hang my head. Thank you.
Okay, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer with the title track from 1972's Trilogy, one of their best big songs, those in-concert showstoppers that would feature the undeniable fact that Keith Emerson was an astonishing keyboard player. And he had his big three fave keyboards. Any concert, he would have the big three, the Steinway piano, the early versions, those wild, wiry versions of the Moog synthesizer that Emerson would abuse at every concert, and the good old Hammond B3 organ, probably his favorite keyboard of them all. Before Trilogy, we heard the two big FM hits for the band, Lucky Man from their debut album, and From the Beginning. Also in that set, another showcase for Emerson, this time as a dazzling barroom piano player in Benny the Bouncer, just outrageous, red-hot, ivory-tickling going on in that song. And of course, you know, pointing out, if you were tired, if you were weary of electric guitar, ELP was your band, because there really wasn't much in the way of lead guitar stuff on Emerson, Lake, and Palmer albums, because Keith's bag was the keyboards, man, so it was a keyboardist's delight. We began that set with the triumphant opener from Brain Salad Surgery, the adapted Blake poem called Jerusalem. Okay, this is the Fine 89 tribute to ELP, paying homage with this look back as 66% of the band died this year. The two decedents being Emerson and Lake. And speaking of Greg, I really should give the next set to his work with the band King Crimson. Because back in 1969, Lake was the bassist and singer for Robert Fripp's startling new band. And when their first album arrived in October 69, it caused a lot of a stir, really. Pete Townsend called it an uncanny masterpiece. Noted Village Voice rock critic Robert Christgau called it ersatz bleep. But quite simply, there just had never been anything like it. An album called In the Court of the Crimson King, an observation by King Crimson. So here's this remarkable music on this remarkable album made by this remarkable combo. We are at the onset of the progressive... This King Crimson album, more than any other, kind of launched the progressive era of British rock music. It's an album featuring the mightiest of Mellotron's peculiar sound experiments, raging jazz rock, and even the early seeds of pure, raw punk. So, any decent retrospective of Greg Lake's career must include some Crimson off this first album. So let's go with the first two effects. Excuse me, first two cuts. First two cuts. 21st Century Schizoid Man, a triumph of shrieking, wailing, paranoid jazz rock. And that one is followed by the ultra mellow and richly gorgeous I Talk to the Wind. It is wonderful, awesome stuff. So get ready and hang on, because the roller coaster is now out of the gate. We'll be right back.
said the straight man to the late man, where have you been? I've been here and I've been there and I've been in between. I talk to the wind.
Well, there you go. Just fantastic singing, writing, playing the first two songs of the King Crimson debut album featuring Greg Lake on bass and vocals. And we just heard I Talk to the Wind featuring the phantasmagorical flute of Ian McDonald. A song as pretty as the first one is jagged. That first one being 21st Century Schizoid Man, featuring Lake just flying on his bass, and Robert Fripp and his crazed guitar, Ian McDonald's Kafka-esque saxes, and Michael Giles and his breakneck drumming. So, yeah, King Crimson. So Lake is on tour with King Crimson, and Emerson is out with his band of the 60s, The Nice. And the two bands meet up at a Fillmore show in San Francisco, and they start socializing, and before you know it, the seeds of Tarkus and Brain Salad are germinating. This is KJIV 89.1 FM, Sun Valley, Nevada, and KDUP FM 88.1 FM, Cedarville, California. And one way to wrap up tonight's trib to the late Keith Emerson and Greg Lake is to go out loud, proud, and lurid. So, in that vein, here are the first two impressions of the carnival. Only in the future, it's the carnival. The carnival number 9, to be exact.
Call me. Die.